家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam and ding dong, sounds like your food is here.
哦、oh, 你的外卖到了。
Ooh, nice.
外卖现在已经成为我们生活中 we just can't live without it.
Right, right. And we can't go a month without doing a show about it.
对，而且最主要的是外卖小哥真的非常辛苦。
Right, right, right. These guys work super hard and they deserve our love and respect.
对， hats off to you guys.Hats off, 就是我把帽子脱下来向你致敬。
Right, we bow before you.
好，那但今天呢，我们主要教大家一下外卖和叫外卖不同的英语说法啊。首先，我发现很多在中国生活的外国人就直接说外卖，是吧？
Yeah, it's one of those words that has definitely caught on with the foreigners.
Like 快递外卖。
Right, right, right. Taobao.
但是呢，我们要教你的是正确 proper 的英语说法。
Okay, delivery.
Delivery.
Right, right, right.
So to deliver something 就是把这个东西送到你这里。
Right, 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 right. So this actually in English, this could be Amazon delivery. This could be, you know, mail or food.
对，所以 delivery 这个词 could really be any kind of delivery.
Right.
Deliver 任何东西都可以啊。所以如果你想更具体 if you want to be specific, you can say
food delivery.
Food delivery,、mm-hmm. 是吧？就像现在有很多外卖平台、外卖服务 food delivery services.
Right, that's right.
好，那么Delivery 这个词要怎么用呢？我们等一下再告诉大家啊。但现在我想问 Adam 另外一个词。
Shoot.
Which is take out.
Okay.
Or take out.
Take out.
Take out 和 delivery 意思一样吗
？No.
有什么不一样
？Well, delivery, someone is taking it to you, right? But take out is you are taking it out.
啊、oh, ，所以关键的区别是谁来把这个东西拿走，是吗
？Right.
Okay, so delivery 就像 Adam 说的，它是一种服务嘛，就是有人把这个食物送给你啊，外送。那 take out 基本上是我自己到饭店，然后我说我不在这儿堂吃，我要。外带我要 take out
Right,
对
对 exactly
有些饭店他会问你你是堂吃还是外带他们就会说 for here or
to go
To go, okay 所以 take out 你也可以说 to go 吗
You can't take away, take out, to go They're all very common
Okay
Pretty interchangeable It really just depends on what city you live in
好，但现在我们被宠坏了嘛？我们已经懒到自己都不想去拿那个东西，不想 take out 了。
It's true. It's true, right? Yeah, there are a lot of things that spoil us, and all these delivery apps.
Yeah, exactly.
definitely, top among those.
好，那说到这个外送服务、外送平台啊，在国内当然饿了么，对不对？美团，在北美。几个比较大的是
Yeah, Uber Eats is there, DoorDash, Skip the Dishes is a big one.
对，这三个我觉得是好像北美比较做的比较大的啊。好 ，Uber Eats 大家都知道就是那个优步的服务，
right.
对不对
？Still trying to make money.
但好像我是看到另外两家 DoorDash 和 Skip the Dishes 比较多。
They seem to be neck and neck.
Neck and neck 意思就是齐头并进是吧
They're tied, right?
They're tied.
Uber, I'm just not sure why they even bother, but they do. And I do see Uber drivers, Uber delivery people around the city, but I'm just not sure how well they're doing.
OK, 那我们来说说另外两家 neck and neck 的、一家叫做 DoorDash.
DoorDash.
Dash, D-A-S-H, 意思就是很快的跑过去
run,
是吧
yeah, run.
Dash, 所以它就是 from door to door, 每家每户之间这样跑来跑去
Right,
很辛苦 DoorDash. 好，那另外一家的名字呢是更多的说作为 customer 用户你就可以
Skip the dishes.
Skip the dishes. Skip 就是你跳过不用做某件事
Right.
这里我们不用做的事情是
The dishes.
洗碗
Right, right, yeah. I love doing dishes. I find it so calming and therapeutic.
我也是，我也不讨厌洗碗啊。
I guess that's why I use DoorDash.
哦，所以你比较多用 DoorDash 叫外卖。
Right.
好 ，Speaking of which， 叫外卖英语怎么说呢？
嗯 ，Okay， so we already talked about delivery.、
Mm.
You can say get delivery, like、mm. hey, you guys want to get delivery.
Delivery? Okay.
But you can also get food delivered or get something delivered.
Okay， 那比如午饭时间，我问同事要不要叫外卖。
嗯、mm. ，
你觉得更常用的是
？Do you guys want to get delivery for lunch?
Okay.
Now one thing that、I was telling Jenny before the show, though, often we'll skip the word delivery because it's kind of implied.Like if we were here at lunch and Jenny's like, "Do you guys want me to get you some pizza?" Or, you know, Italian or Indian or whatever. I mean, of course, Jenny could go get it.、
Mm.
But usually we'd probably guess that she means delivery.
所以也不用 delivery 这个词了是吧、right. 因为大家能猜到啊、
mm.
诶但你前面讲的一个说法就是 get food delivered、
right.
那个会怎么用呢？
Okay, so this pattern we talk about a lot, have or get something done,、
mm.
and it just means somebody's doing something for you.、
Mm.
It's a service.
Okay.
I got my hair done. What do you think?
Okay, okay.
No, what do you think?
I got pizza delivered.
I thought you were going to say I got pizza done. Yeah, I got pizza delivered or I had pizza delivered.
Okay. 好的，那 Adam, how often do you get delivery?
Not so often.
不经常啊。所以你还是自己在家做菜的比较多。
Yeah, or just go get takeout.
对。你家附近是有很多饭店是吧?
There's a lot of restaurants, and later we'll talk about things like delivery cost and tips.
对。
It's pretty expensive.
I know, 在北美真的蛮贵的。我家的外送小哥就是我老公。He delivers the food.
Do you give him a good tip?
Oh, I should.
You should, yeah, poor guy.
没有啦，我们就还是自己在家做的多。好，那既然说到这个外卖外送小哥啊，大家非常的辛苦，这个在英语里我们可以怎么称呼他们呢？
Okay, so you might have heard me say delivery guy.
Yeah.
And that's pretty common. And we were checking a few websites before this, and I loved one of the reasons or the reasonings behind calling these people delivery guys. Because we've always called them delivery guys.
就是以前没有这么多外送服务的时候，邮递员或者 UPS 那种送快递的也叫 delivery guy.
Or pizza. Like pizza was the first to do delivery.
Exactly, yeah.在国内我很少看到女生送外卖，但是在温哥华我常常看到女生送外卖。
Right.
那你就不能叫他们 guys 啦。
No. Probably delivery girl.
Girls, right. Or just delivery person.
Delivery person. The other thing that we would probably do is just call them the company they work for.Like, for example, if it's Uber Eats, we would just say Uber Eats is here.
Oh, okay. 都不用说那个人。
Right. Now, some companies like DoorDash, they have invented their own term. So in this case, Dasher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
因为他们这个名字也比较容易后面加个 ER.
Right, Dasher. I'm a Dasher. I work for DoorDash.
Okay, 那前面我们一再的说啊，就是外卖小哥真的非常辛苦啊，穿梭在 door to door, right? Dashing between door to door. 所以这个辛苦英文我们可以讲。
Ooh, so that's one of those words, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, generally speaking, you can say that the job is difficult, or it's tough.
Right, for sure. 我觉得 it's certainly not an easy job at all. And all of them are so hardworking.
Yeah. Now, you guys can't see outside the window here today, but it's a pretty beautiful day here in Vancouver. So it's probably a little bit less tough today. But there are lots of days where it's raining and people are angry.
对，然后我就想就以前在上海的时候，我们那幢 office building 人很多嘛，然后一个时间 you know, 午餐 lunch rush hour、
right.
外送小哥就不断的跑上跑下
right.
所以 definitely 这么辛苦 they deserve all our respect、
mm-hmm.
还有理解 understanding、
yes.
啊、然后还有点赞给小飞
yes、嗯、okay、嗯、so、some apps do have thatfeature built in where you give a like or a heart or a star or、mm. or whatever.
Yeah.
But of course, the big one over here is not really the like or the star. It's the tip.
Oh, 小费、mm-hmm. 这点我想问你的，因为我没有叫过外卖嘛，所以我不知道它那个 in terms of cost 应该是平台会收你一个钱，对吧？
Right.
那平台收了以后你刚刚说 tip 就是你还要额外再给那个 delivery person 一个小费、mm. 是吧
Yeah, there's basically two different、parts of your money, if that、mm. makes sense.、
Yeah.
One part goes to the app and the other part goes to the driver.
Okay, okay. 所以在这里平均的一个 delivery cost or delivery fee 是多少啊、mm.比如你叫的外卖你要付多少 delivery cost?
Oh, it's like $2 for me because it's very close.、
Oh.
I'm downtown, right? But、okay. you're in the middle of nowhere, so it might be $100.
对他根本不送啊 no matter how much I pay.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want your money. We're not going out there.
所以我是不是能理解成他的 it starts somewhere like $2-3 delivery、
right.
cost if you're really close、
mm-hmm.
And it can go up to I don't know maybe $10-15 or even $20 if you're far away kind of
maybe、so just to give you guys a point of reference many years ago before apps your old pal Adam used to deliver pizzas
oh 你也送过外卖你送 pizza
pizza yeah、uh-huh. just pizza but we had a mapon the wall, like、mm. a map of the area. And、
yeah.
here, you know, it would say like $1, and here it would be $2, and here、
okay.
it would be $3. And every time somebody called, you know, if they were in that $3 zone,、mm. you think like,、mm, is it really worth going out there?、
Mm.
Because probably the people would pay the delivery fee and then give a tip.
Yeah.
But not necessarily.
Okay, okay. 好，那我们现在来讲一下 tip 啊。通常要 tip 多少呢？就多少百分比啊？
I mean, I always tip at least 15%.
Okay. 我刚才也 Google 了一下啊，然后说anywhere between 10 to 15%、mm. 是一个 average, 是一个平均的给 delivery person 的小费。
Right, so、
right.
if it was raining, like if it was a really,、
对对对 really bad day,
really bad day、yeah. I might bump that up to 20, or if it was a lot of food,、right?
Okay, 是是，哎，那我问你，给小费你是给直接给他 cash 还是就是在那个 app 里面他会有一个说 this is the tip for the delivery guy?
The apps do have the function where you just add a tip.
Okay.、
In fact, if you don't do anything, I、
yeah.
think it already sort of takes a tip.
I see.
You can control how much. But I think a lot of people still like the feeling of holding cash in their hand and、
right.
then giving that to the person.、
Yeah.
Thank you.、I think a lot of people still like doing that.
对就比较有仪式感啊最主要是你说那个 thank you, 我们想让 the other person feel...We're thanking them, right?
Right
we
right.
appreciate their work.
Sure,、sure, sure, sure. And I think the other big thing there, the advantage for the driver, is、no one needs to tax that money.
这是你说的、啊、好那我们今天节目的最后呢就要说说对于外送小哥表达感谢啊表达理解和尊重。
Okay, so show your thanks, show your respect, show your appreciation, all the good things.
我觉得还有一点很重要的就是要理解，要有同理心啊，对不对？ Show your understanding.
Right. Or here's a great word, empathy.
Empathy,
right?
同理心。
The、
yeah.
guy,、Anthony Bourdain, right? One of the quotes that they keep throwing around for Anthony Bourdain.
就是以前一个很有名的
cook,
对
chef.
电视名厨然后做美食节目啊、但去世了。
He was always talking about, you know who worked in a restaurant because they developed this sort of empathy、for, you know, other restaurant workers. He wasn't talking about delivery drivers specifically, but it's the same thing.、
Just don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk to people. you learn very quickly what it feels like when someone is a jerk to you. Like, excuse me, I said no ketchup, you idiot.
或者、东西已经不热了。
Right, right, right.、
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿、也希望大家给外送小哥 give them some love.、
Right? Don't be a jerk.
好，那你今天有没有叫外卖呢？ What did you get? Come and let us know because I miss getting 外卖 in China. 谢谢大家的收听，然后有的时候在留言里我会看到有说我是外卖小哥、
嗯、
然后一边送外卖一边听你们的节目、
嗯、
如果是你的话谢谢你的支持
Right, thanks man
And let us know 如果你是一个外卖小哥可以去微信公众号留言然后点赞最高的朋友我也想送你一个开言英语的会员真的 I'll make that happen
Give him a helmet, open language helmet
可以
Yeah, let's make some, that's great, I want one too
这合法吗 I don't know 谢谢大家的收听我们下次再见也谢谢外送小哥们
All right, bye bye